The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete, I'm sorry, but we now have to go to the AFC North champions, the Cincinnati Bengals, who outlasted the Kansas City Chiefs. This game, I know Arrowhead Pride had talked about, kind of toyed with maybe the NFL would flex this game to Sunday Night Football. Man, I wish they had. Like, the whole world needed to see this. 34-31, the final score. The king in the North is, in fact, Joe Burrow. 30 of 39, 446 yards, 4 touchdowns through the air, 266 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns for Ja'Marr Chase. An incredible season he has had, obviously. Offensive rookie of the year by a mile. I really thought, Pete, we definitely need to talk about the Bengals, but, you know, both of our teams lost on Sunday, and I felt like Kansas City played well enough to win. I didn't feel that way about Dallas. I feel like they just got beat by a really, really good team. I think that Cincinnati just played really, really, really well. And Kansas City's losses this year have all come against would-be contenders. And so I know that there's a little bit of panic probably around Arrowhead right now. How can we lose this game? Blah, blah. You lose ground on the number one seed in the AFC. It had become a possibility after it seemed an impossibility. But Kansas City will be all right, I think. But, man, Cincinnati looks like a lot of fun as the playoffs are around the corner.
The Bengals look legitimate, and I think they needed to get this done to have the confidence to say, well, we can go through the AFC playoffs, and we can win every game and get to the Super Bowl. Because I think when you beat a Chiefs team that looked really poor at the beginning of the year, but then puts together 8 wins in a row, and regardless of how it happened, you're able to come out with a victory when you were at home and an underdog going into the game. I think it's impressive. I think it adds an exclamation point to what they were able to do in the AFC North. I think it's deserved that Joe Burrow is up there making one-liners and smoking stogies in the locker room. Now, let's not get too high. This is just the division, and I think you're in a good position to maybe go on a run here in the playoffs. So get right back to work on Monday. But an impressive win. Regardless of the officiating, this game came down to a field goal at the end, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a point in this game on the Bengals' final drive after they had stopped the Chiefs and forced them to punt on 2 of the 3 offensive drives. So they were able to do it defensively, but they're on their final drive. It is 3rd and 27. You know that Joe Burrow is one of the better young quarterbacks in the league at reading when the blitz is coming. He's great at finding the hot receiver. He is great at finding wherever Ja'Marr Chase is on the field, as he sets the rookie single game record for receiving yards, inexcusable. And so it's 3rd and 27. You have a chance here to get the ball back, regardless of all the officiating and the complaints that you have, and put it in Patrick Mahomes' hands and get Harrison Butker down the field and win the game, because Harrison Butker has been really good for the Chiefs. And what happens? Steve Spagnuolo decides to bring this all-out blitz and leave Ja'Marr Chase, who has already gashed you for 200 yards, on Charvarius Ward, who had actually played pretty good coverage on him, but Ja'Marr Chase is just pretty good. He's one of these high-point receivers, and he is so in sync with Joe Burrow, so they bring the house, and they convert a 30-yard catch on a 3rd and 27. I understand the officiating, and I'll admit it wasn't great, but you deserve to lose that game when you totally mess up that play. And so I think you got to get a little bit of away from the blaming the officiating. you let the number one seed slip out of your hands. It's not over yet. The Chiefs could beat the Broncos Saturday, and the Texans, who already beat the Titans this year, could maybe pull off what would be a 10-point underdog type of upset. But you gave up control, and now you got to live with that, and I think you got to turn the page quickly. Joe Burrow, really impressive. Here is his next-gen stat I want to mention. Burrow was 18 of 22 on passes outside the numbers for 361 yards and 4 touchdowns on Sunday. Living in that outside the numbers world, you got to be a really good quarterback. And I just think it's a sign of Burrow being a player we need to talk more about in the AFC as we're talking about these elite quarterbacks. And hey, congratulations to the Bengals. They deserve this. Who knows? Maybe we see this same exact matchup in the AFC title game.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.